Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow, your elected hosts on this election day and night here in this great country of ours. We welcome you to the NovaCare Complex. And, Glenn, we are at the midway point of this 2016 regular season. Before we get into this fabulous show, I think it's appropriate to talk about the team. 4-4.
Okay.
Team grades, player opportunities, big moments of the first half of the season. I guess first I'd ask you, what is your team grade for the Philadelphia Eagles?
C+, trending not the way you want it to trend. I did not think this team was going to be a playoff team before the season. I did not think this team was going to be 500, so they're 500. Not getting there impressively right now. It's a gentleman's C+.
Yeah, I'll be in that range as well. I mean, I'd love to say B-, but it's really hard to when the Eagles have lost four of their five games here. So C+ in that range seems pretty fair. Still very much in the playoff picture, but got to turn things around and get this momentum going the other way. Football's a funny game, isn't it? You just feel it going in one direction.
Oh, and, you know, one or two plays at the end of that game, the Eagles win that game, we're dancing on the clouds today.
Give me a team MVP.
Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham, I think, has really had a good year. Four sacks so far this year. He's really flourished in the Jim Schwartz wide nine defense. He's got how many tackles for losses? 19 hurries, 10 tackles for losses, 2 forced fumbles. Really playing as the guy the Eagles thought they had when they drafted him a few years ago. He's your MVP.
And mine would be Darren Sproles. I think he's just done things that we don't see very often at all from somebody his size. We know about the return game, a Hall of Famer in that category, but to come out week after week with the touches that he's had, with the big plays that he's made, I'm going with Darren Sproles. All right?
Yeah, it's a good pick.
How about players to watch in the second half of the season?
I'll give you two. Can I give you two?
Give me two.
Two right on offense, and they're guys who you saw just a little bit. Obviously, Bryce Treggs had his first opportunity to play for the Eagles. Had that one, was 59-yard reception?
Yards.
58-yard reception. That's a guy you're going to watch because if they can work speed into the lineup, that's really going to help. And I think Wendell Smallwood is another guy that I want to see get more opportunity. Looks good, those rare chances he gets to touch the ball. I don't think you can continue going to Sproles 20 times a game.
The guy to watch, Glenn,
yes,
is number 11. It's wow. Carson Wentz. And I want to ask you when we, you know, I'm finished my soliloquy here.
Yes. You're no, great patiently,
Dave. You're great for Carson Wentz, but let's keep in perspective what we have here, a young, developing quarterback, inexperienced coming into the season, and the things that he's done remarkable in the first month of the season. He's made mistakes. He's missed receivers. He's been inaccurate at times. He's had mechanical issues. But, boy, I like the way that kid stands up after throwing two interceptions against the Giants on the opening two possessions and getting his football team right back in the game. This kid is unflappable. His poise is fantastic. He's got the physical skills, the mental gifts. He is going to be a great, great quarterback. Not quite there yet, but I'm going to give Carson Wentz a solid B+ for the first half of the year.
You didn't leave much for me since you covered
this
it all there. And I say B+ as well. It was an A+ after the first three games of the week. You've certainly seen some things that concern you a little bit. He's got to learn to have those reads. He's got to learn to start games better. And I want to see him and this team win a game late, which he has not done. So I'll go B+. He's a rookie. He's going to look. At one point, we thought, like, he's past being a rookie. No, he's a rookie.
He's a rookie who's being asked to do a lot, play like a 10-year veteran with a, let's be honest, not exactly imposing cast of characters around him with an offensive line down two starters. The best of Carson Wentz to come, hopefully starting on Sunday. All right, a lot to get to on this Eagles 360. Doug Peterson in studio in just a bit, but when we return, we will hear from Glenn Macnow, who's got his five takeaways from another tough loss in the NFC East. We'll be right back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are partnering to celebrate the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area with the High School Football Showdown. Visit the website to vote for the game of the week and support your school. Check back daily for new matchups.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Dunkin' sweet black pepper bacon sandwich is back with twice the crispy caramelized peppered bacon. Experience a breakfast sandwich made for bacon lovers. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow here in Eagles 360. Time now for Glenn Macnow to give us his five takeaways from Sunday and the loss in New York.
All right, well, here you go, Dave. And a few of them we covered at the beginning, but I want to emphasize them again. One, it was so nice to see Bryce Treggs out of captivity in the game. 58-yard pass. That was great. Now, he only played 20% of the plays. I have to assume he's going to get more of an opportunity, maybe take some playing time away from Aguilar, maybe from Doriel Green Beckham. This is a guy that gives the Eagles a weapon they haven't had. Number one, great to see him, want to see more.
Yeah, and I think his big challenge will be now that teams have a sense of who he is and what he brings to the table. They're going to press him. They're going to prepare for the speed. What's the next trick that Bryce Treggs has up that sleeve? Can't be a one-trick pony in the NFL.
Agreed.
Okay.
But that first trick wasn't bad.
Not a bad trick.
All right, number two. It was nice to see Zach Ertz involved more in the offense. His numbers were pretty good. 8 catches, 97 yards. That's great. He's got to be more of a plan in the red zone. They have to somehow get him the ball in the red zone. Do you know he's only got 9 touchdown passes in 50-plus NFL games? He's your big tight end. Those are the guys that when you're down there, you want to be able to hit, want to be able to rumble over the goal line. Need that to become more of a part of it.
I cannot disagree. This team's struggling so much in the red zone and certainly on third downs. They need to get the football to Zach Ertz. They need to get the football to Zach Ertz and score touchdowns. I agree with Glenn. Somebody like that who you can move around the formation and create favorable matchups needs to be a primary target more. And if he is a primary target, he needs to do a better job of getting open.
Okay, here you go. Number three. We know, and everybody has discussed how much the secondary was picked apart against the Giants, and that was problematic. But where was the pass rush? The pass rush has been very sporadic. Great when it's great, not when it's not. Just 3 sacks in the last 3 road games, and that's a big problem. The Eagles have paid a lot of money to Vinnie Curry this year, want to see him really start producing, become more of a part of that. They've got to get that 4-man pass rush coming up. Now, you got Matt Ryan, you got Russell Wilson, you got Aaron Rodgers in the next 3 weeks. You're not going to survive those games if you can't pressure those quarterbacks.
I am 100% with you on this, Glenn Macnow.
Unusual you and I agreeing this much,
Fletcher
eh?
Cox has been too silent for my liking.
No, Fletcher Cox as well, no question about it. All right, number four. Let's see more of Smallwood and Barner. I love Darren Sproles, Dave's MVP for the first half of the year. We all love Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles is not going to be able to touch the ball 20 times a game. Ryan Matthews has been put on the bench. Okay, so if that's the case, let's see these two guys. Wendell Smallwood and Kenyon Barner were on the field for just a combined 7 plays against the Giants. Smallwood has a 19-yard run early in the game, doesn't get another carry for 38 minutes of game time, which, by the way, ran for 6 yards. Barner gets a touchdown, 3-yard touchdown in his carry. Add those guys to the offense. Let's get a little more youth and excitement in there.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I will say this. The Eagles are not sustaining drives, and they're only, I think they ran the ball 21 times on Sunday. So the lack of sustaining drives, third and shorts, the Eagles have been so poor on first and second down, creating all these third and long situations. The running game really has not had a chance to establish itself for the most part since those first 3 games of the season. But I agree, when you run around the football, add some juice to the offense, Smallwood, Barner, have a little bit more Zuzu than certainly Matthews
Zuzu.
And Sproles.
Yeah. Zuzu.
Yeah.
Dave, this is the most you and I have ever agreed. Number 5, he'll agree with this one, I know he will. This is a young team. It has yet to find its winning identity. The only game they really didn't have a shot against is the Washington game, where they were just so badly outplayed. They haven't learned how to finish against Dallas, against Detroit, and against the Giants. They had the opportunity late. When they win big. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, they win. When it's a close game, they haven't figured out how to do it. This is Carson Wentz's stats, and I gave him a B plus. You gave him an A, A minus, A plus.
You gave him a C plus.
No, Carson Wentz, I gave a B plus.
Oh, I don't think I gave him a grade.
Oh, okay. Well, I give him a B plus. Whatever you give him. His stats in the final drive of road games so far, with the Eagles tied or down, 4-for-10 passing for 46 yards and one interception, 4 sacks, minus 25 yards, and an 0-4 record. That's where they really have to improve.
Yeah. And it comes to a time there. There's a time, though, Glenn, when you have to stop saying this is a young team. They need to stop. They need to learn how to win.
Well, you either
learn,
that identity,
you either learn how to win, or you're just not a very good team. And I don't think that's the case with the Eagles at this point. I think they're a good team that needs to find ways to win. But you don't go through a whole season like this. We've gotten into four situations here where the Eagles have had a chance in the fourth quarter to tie or to take the lead. And it's time to not look at this team as a young team anymore. Got to look at this team as one that is developing into a good team. So to become a good team, you got to win in the fourth quarter.
Indeed they do.
All right. Those are Glenn Macnell's five takeaways from the 28-23 loss to the New York Giants. We will take a spin around the NFC East in just a bit. But when we return to Eagles 360, Doug Peterson, head coach, in studio with me. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. Mix and match on McDonald's McPick 2 for $2.50 menu, now featuring Filet-O-Fish for a limited time. I'm loving it.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce, and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today. Head coach Doug Peterson with me, our weekly one-on-one presented by Wawa. And coach, a tough game on Sunday a couple of days ago. Your thoughts after watching the film, coming up short against the Giants?
You know, you come away a little disheartened, obviously, because of the loss. But then you also come away with a lot of positive from the game. You know, there's a tremendous amount of plays that we left out on the football field that we're going to get better and we're going to learn from, and we're going to make these plays down the road, offensively speaking. And even on defense, there's you know, we're playing some young guys, obviously, especially in the back end, and communication is everything. Understanding and recognizing formation. Same thing on offense, you know, understanding and recognizing defense from a quarterback's position. But you take some of that away. The effort has been tremendous. The fact that we've kind of dug ourselves a little bit of a hole to start a couple of these ball games and then put ourselves in a position to win these games in the fourth quarter is very positive, very encouraging. But, you know, we just can't start that way. And, you know, it's something the guys are keep battling with every single week. They keep fighting through it. And that's the encouraging part for me as a coach.
Give me a progress report, if you would, please, on Carson Wentz through eight games.
Carson's been doing a really, really good job You know, I got to keep reminding myself that he is a rookie into his, you know, every game's a new game. Every game's a fresh start for him. And you know, just got to make sure that he, that as coaches, we're doing right by him, meaning we're not giving him too much. Obviously started the season doing some great things and making some great plays, and he's still continuing to make some great plays and tremendous plays, which we saw the other day against the Giants, some of the downfield throws. He's right where he needs to be. You know, first year, we're putting a lot on his shoulders now. We're asking him to do a lot, but at the same time, we're asking a lot of guys to do a lot of things. Offensive line is playing extremely well, even with injury, they're playing well. Defensively, I think one of the things you see is it's a steady defense. It's an aggressive defense, you know, creating turnovers, you know, getting after the quarterback. You know, kind of right where we need to be. The one thing that looking in these first eight games, probably the biggest thing is we just need to learn how to finish games and have that mindset to put teams away a little bit earlier when they get the opportunity.
How will Carson improve as the season goes along here, the second half of the season? What do you want from him mechanically, vision, decision-making, all that stuff?
Well, you know, obviously take these first eight games and really just self-evaluate. I want him to continue to do the same things. I don't want to lose any aggressiveness that we're doing offensively. I want to maintain that down-the-field mentality and utilize our strengths. I think our tight ends had an exceptional game this past weekend. I want to keep them coming a little bit more. You know, Bryce was a bright spot, obviously, on offense, gave us a little spark down the field. You know, so we got to continue to sort of evolve that way and just utilize our strength in that situations. And Carson just understanding the offense, understanding progression, getting back to the basics a little bit in these next few games. And again, we got a lot of football left. Eight games, anything's possible. Still got a shot for the postseason.
How do you feel about the job you've done through eight games?
You know, I'm my own critic. You know, I'm my biggest critic, and there's things I can definitely do better. There's things that I felt like I've done well. You know, I think calling some games, these first eight games. You know, I feel comfortable doing that and managing the sideline, especially offense, defense, and special teams. Every Sunday night, I come in, and that's the first thing I look at. I look at how did I help our football team, you know, win or be in a position to win and just be overly critical in those areas.
Observers of the Eagles have come to know you now as somebody who's very aggressive. You've gone for it on fourth down nine times. Is that something that we are now going, I mean, that is what Doug Peterson is all about now, forever, moving forward?
I think it's something that you have to look at every single week. I don't think you just, you know, say, hey, fourth down, we're just going to go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's times when you got to be smart about it and understand how your team's playing at that time. And obviously, in the game last week, we needed to maintain some drives, and we had some opportunities that we failed on. So I look at those. I'm very critical of those errors, whether it be the play call, the design, whether it be execution, whatever it is. Why didn't we get those either third downs or fourth downs? Because we need to get better in the second half of the season on third down as well. I'm going to maintain that aggressiveness. I think it sends a message to the football team and a lot of confidence in the guys. Whether we get the fourth down or not, we're gonna maintain that style of play.
What is the message that you want to send to the team?
I just think that if they see it from me that I'm aggressive, it shows trust in the guys. It shows confidence in the guys, especially offensively. And then second, if we don't get it and we're, you know, like the game the other day, if we can stop them and make them punt, then field position becomes very important. So. It's just a confidence message that the guys can feel.
That you believe in them, right?
So 100%, yeah. 100%. That I got all the confidence in the world, believe in, one, the offense, believe in the defense, special teams. But we're gonna down the road, we're going to make more of those than we're not.
Doug, the Atlanta Falcons come to town on Sunday. Tell me a little bit about that football team. We know the explosive offense. They've turned their season around here. They are just dynamic offensively. What do you see from them?
You just hit it. Yeah. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. I mean, they're offensively, they're very explosive. Matty Ice, as they call him, is playing extremely well. He's coming back home, so he gets a little welcome back to Philadelphia this weekend. And defensively, I know they're young, you know, a little bit on defense. Not a big pressure team. You know, Dan Quinn's got him playing a lot like he was, you know, we had in Seattle and some of the things you're seeing there. So It's just going to be a game that we have to execute offensively. One of those ball control type games, I think, and try to limit the amount of touches that their offense has during this game.
Doug Peterson, one-on-one in studio here, presented by Wawa. Good luck against the Falcons. Let's start the second half of the season off the right way.
Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for two K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right. Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
We are back. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now. It's Eagles 360 time now to take a look around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Glenn, as we look at the standings, that has changed. The perspective has changed. The Eagles now down at the bottom of the division. The Cowboys still riding high with a tough game at Pittsburgh this week. Ben Roethlisberger, all the rust off of him. I think the Steelers win that game.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. But I'm not worried about the Cowboys. They're playing really good football. They're very solid.
Very good football. Here's what surprised me about the Cowboys is their defense has now climbed into the top 10 of the NFL. I figured this year the defense is going to kill them.
It helps when you've got ball control.
Exactly.
Offense. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott runs the ball for 25 minutes a game. It helps the defense a lot. They've been able to do it. The kid quarterback has stood up. They were 0-1, if you remember, after the first game of the year and looking if they lost the Giants, and who knew that they would be 7-1. Very scary what's going on there.
Yeah, now the New York Giants have played good football. They've won three straight games. You kind of dismissed those two wins prior to the Eagles game, but they won on Sunday. Eli Manning, four touchdown passes. There are some concerns with the Giants, though. Justin Pugh, their left guard, out for about a month with an injury. Victor Cruz with an ankle injury as well. How good are the Giants, Glenn?
The Giants are very streaky. The Giants won two, lost three, won their next two, and I think they are aided now. I don't think they're that good, but I do think they're aided now by the schedule because the next 3 weeks they got Cincinnati. That's not an easy game. They're a 2.5-point favorite at home, but then Chicago at Cleveland. So you figure they win two of those next three games. That keeps them in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Again, their defense has held up more than I expected it to.
Indeed. And then the Washington Redskins with that tie coming off their bye week here. The Redskins with a schedule that is not – it looked a few weeks ago like it was going to be really tough with Minnesota and Green Bay. All of a sudden, it just doesn't look that tough.
Yeah, say they split those two. Then I think they got Dallas after that. And that's
at Dallas. At Arizona.
Yeah, so listen, the whole division is going to be interesting. And I think each of those three teams, not including the Cowboys – but the Eagles, the Giants, and Washington still can contend for a wild card if it plays right. Redskins now lose Trent Williams for 4 weeks on a suspension. That is going to hurt them. And what they need now is Kirk Cousins really kind of giving them the second half that he gave them last year. He's been putting up numbers this year, but he's been inconsistent in crunch time.
Yeah, and, Trent Williams, we all learned that when you lose an offensive lineman of that caliber, it can really set your offense back. And, of course, the Eagles, the number that really jumps out at you is 0-3 in the NFC East. Going to be real hard to win tiebreakers for the Eagles as they look at the playoff picture in the division.
Well, hopefully those December games when you play those three teams.
Come to Philadelphia, guys. We'll see what you got.
Hopefully this team here is healthy, ready, and has some momentum.
And that is our trip around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. One segment to go here on Eagles 360. We set you up for a very busy week ahead. All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Let's go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's give him a wild.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete. Especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Time now for Amoroso's What's Ahead Here, What's on the Menu segment. The Eagles on this week, they're back to work today. Really digging in tomorrow for a very good Atlanta Falcons team. And tomorrow on the show, Mike Quick is my in-studio co-host. Jeff Stoutland, offensive line coach, gives us a little peek into the world of the offensive line. And then Press Pass, we've got a myriad of players being interviewed in the afternoon. Doug Peterson in the morning. It is a busy, busy, busy Wednesday, as always. Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Glenn on Sunday, it's the Atlanta Falcons, 6-3, soaring, leading the NFL in points scored. Julio Jones, the best receiver in the NFL. What do you make of the Falcons?
It's a very tough matchup, and you're not going to be able to stop Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and completely shut him down, which means that the Eagles' offense is going to have to keep up. You're not going to win this game 17-14. So is this offense capable of putting up 24, 28 points? We've seen it do it. More than that, 30?
Yeah, I think so.
You need 30?
The Falcons average 34 points a game.
Yeah, okay. So let's say the Falcons get 27.
Eagles will get 28.
There you have it.
All right. Glenn Macnell, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us on Eagles 360. We're back tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles game.